Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting in Jefferson County for April 4th, 2011. Welcome. We're going to begin the meeting with an invocation by Commissioner Alfred and a pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. You'll rise.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you one more time asking that you put your divine wisdom on each and every member of this court. Not only this court, but each and every member, each and every elected official in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around those individuals that are away fighting wars for our country. Keep their families, their kids, keep them in your loving arms and your precious, precious thoughts. Lord, we ask these blessings in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
I hope that I speak a little bit intelligibly today. I'm going to be reading pretty quickly because I'm on jury duty and I'm supposed to be back in Judge Flores's court by 2:00. First items are under purchasing. Item A is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 5 to the professional services contract drainage improvements to the South Central Gardens area of Jefferson County, round 2. Critical infrastructure with Bob Shaw for additional work involved in securing the KCS railroad permit in the amount of $10,100. This additional funding will be paid for from the capital improvement project for this work. This project is located in precinct number 2 and is a TDRA disaster funded project from RITA. Item B is to receive and file contract with the Kansas City Southern Railway for drainage improvements to the South Central Gardens area in the amount of $9,375, and this is a reimbursable item with the Texas Department of Rural Affairs. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any further discussion?
Judge, if I could ask Mr. Rayo to give us a few short comments under item A, please.
Yes, this change order was required for the work that was involved in actually securing the permit and agreements with KCS Railroad. We were unable to come beforehand with a change order because the amount of work involved was unknown. We had done an estimate, but we decided not to try to estimate it until we paid the permit costs and so forth, saw what our time element was going to be required to complete it. We finished it last week, and so this is the amount of effort that it took Bob Shaw to secure the permit.
And just for information for the court and judge, working with the railroad, Mr. Rayo's been very, very busy with that, securing those permits. Kind of going underneath the railroad bed like that is a very unique challenge. And Mr. Rayo, I appreciate the work from your office.
Thank you very much, Commissioner.
We're still online to complete the project prior to the June 30th deadline.
Yes. We got the permit pretty much on schedule, and the work should be complete before the June 30th deadline.
How much money are we lead way with? Do we have an amount that we can't exceed?
There's no exceed amount. It's time that we can't exceed.
Okay.
Yeah. After June 30th, the funds will be deobligated.
Gotcha.
By TDRA. So. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Those items pass unanimously. Under County Commissioners, we'll table item A as there's no request for a burn ban from any of the unincorporated area volunteer fire department chief. Item B is to consider and possibly receive 2010 Distinguished Service Award from the Texas Historical Commission for outstanding preservation work accomplished in 2010. And I will ask you to come forward here in just a minute, Ms. McMahon. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation proclaiming the month of April 2011 as Military Child Month in Jefferson County. Item D is consider and possibly approve the appointment of Lavon Jones, filling the unexpired term for Paul Truax, which ends November 2011, as Commissioner of the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 Board of Commissioners. Item E is to consider and possibly approve the appointment of Mike Piper, filling the unexpired term for Walter Lucas, which ends November 2012, as Commissioner of the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 Board of Commissioners. Item F is to consider authorizing the county judge to execute a contract for Westlaw Computerized Legal Research Services. I'll discuss that a little bit more in a second. Item G is to consider and possibly approve Precinct Number 4's participation in the Texas Department of Agriculture Summer Nutrition Program. And by addendum, item H, which is to consider contracting with Environmental Tree Service for the removal of the two magnolia trees on the historical courthouse front lawn at a cost of $2,300. So moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Alfred. Any discussion?
That is a grant that we did last year, and basically is just asking for permission to put the same program in existence that we had last year, which was a read and feed program. It was a reimbursable program. I will come back after we apply for the grant and then transfer the money. Is at a no cost to the county.
Once you make sure that the state budget is going to continue to fund it.
That's it.
Judge, I have a couple of comments, please.
Yes, sir.
Two appointees considered today for appointment to the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1. I'd like to introduce the court to the gentleman. They really need no introduction, but Mr. Lavon Jones actually was worked with the county, the DA's office, and was a former represented the Commissioner's Court. I think it was back when Troy Knight was, or possibly even prior to him, was commissioner here. So it's been a few years back. But he lives in the city of Bevel Oaks, and he's graciously accepted this appointment if we elect him today, and we appreciate you volunteering to do that. Also, Mr. Jack Piper. Jack? Jack is a resident of the Northwest Forest area.
Mike,
excuse me. That's your dad. That's Mike, sorry. Mike is also with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and leads our internal investigations unit. We're proud to have you agree to serve in this capacity. We look forward to having you work out there. And also, I'd like to recognize Mr. Bledsoe, who's already a commissioner on that particular board. So thank you all for being here today.
Thank you for your service.
One other comment, just for clarification purposes, and I'm sure there'll be some discussion about it, but it's been brought to our attention, and we've been looking at this situation for quite some time, but we have two beautiful magnolia trees in front of this historical courthouse that are somewhere in the neighborhood of 75 to 80 something years old. Both of them have contracted disease, and both of them are in very, very, very bad condition. We wanted to try to save them if at all possible. We had hired the services of an environmental certified arborist, thank you, to come and examine the trees and to see if there was anything that we could do to save them. And unfortunately, his recommendations are that they're both too far gone and they do need to be removed. So it's reluctant on the part of the Commissioner's Court to have to do it to such beautiful trees, but it is a public safety issue, as they could potentially crack, break, and fall and do damage to either to an individual or to the courthouse building. So it's with great displeasure we consider this item today, but it is of necessity. And we will be replanting something in both of those locations to hopefully have, we'll celebrate, you know, in another 25 or 50 years, their majestic oaks or something that'll be there to replace these magnolias. But I did want to bring the court up to speed on that.
Did you say oaks instead of magnolia?
Well, that's been recommended.
Well, we might need to go get some history. I think those magnolias are significant because overall, ExxonMobil first started was magnolia. Might need to check that before we change it, okay?
And I think Mr. Moorhead from Bailey Architects is recommending that we
magnolias
look back at the magnolias.
Okay.
That Ms. McMahon.
We'll research that before we make any decision, but the trees will be replanted. We don't know yet to what extent, how big or whatever, but just wanted the general public to know that we're had to make that decision today.
Ms. McMahon, would you like to say something about the Distinguished Service Award from THC? Okay.
Thank you, Judge, Commissioners. I'm the newly elected chair of the Jefferson County Historical Commission, and on behalf of the commission, I want to thank you for acknowledging our Distinguished Service Award awarded by the Texas Historical Commission. This represents over 2,300 volunteer hours for last year. We've done a lot of things in the community to preserve history in Jefferson County. And most recently, we participated in some digs out at Spindletop, which was very fun. We even had some Boy Scouts out there, and I think everyone enjoyed it, and it's been very beneficial. We work with a number of historic preservation organizations, including the Museum of Gulf Coast and Beaumont Heritage Society and other organizations of that nature. So we're here and we're working, and we hope to do some great things in the next year, and look forward to working with the court. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. On item F, which is the addition of two Westlaw computerized terminals in our library, as you know, the county has an obligation to maintain a legal research presence for the benefit of the citizens. I use that library quite a bit, and I've noticed that we're spending a lot of money on updating a lot of books that haven't been opened in years. And I've also been told by personnel at the library that there are often people waiting in line to use the two terminals that we presently have. So we had some discussions with Westlaw about discontinuing some of the updates to the hardbound volumes that are not being utilized, and the net result of adding these two Westlaw terminals, which will give the citizens access to all of the publications that we're no longer going to update in hardbound form, it's going to cause our budget to go down, our cost associated with it to go down from $60,856 per year to $33,634 per year.
Paperless.
Okay. And that's right, it's going to be a lot fewer trees that will be cut down.
Right. Judge, if I can just add it. Linda, I see you back here. I just appreciate the hard work from yourself and the rest of the people on the commission. Having served on the commission, y'all do a lot of work and bring a lot of awareness to the historical aspect of our courthouse. I appreciate you.
Okay. I already had a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. And so now I'd like to see who is here for the Military Child Month in Jefferson County. Would y'all like to stand up? Thank you for being here.
Thank you for joining us in supporting military kids around the state of Texas. We understand the difficulties of military life and what a difference a small gesture of kindness can make. By working together, we can make a difference in the lives of many military children.
And tell us your name.
Carrie.
Well, thank you for being here. I'm going to read this proclamation. It says, whereas there are 1.7 million American children and youth under 18 with a parent serving in the military, and about 900,000 with one or both parents deployed multiple times, and whereas April is designated as the month of the military child, underscoring the important role military children play in the armed forces community, and whereas the month of military child is an opportunity to recognize military children and youth for their heroism, character, courage, sacrifices, and continued resilience. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby proclaim April 2011 as the month of the military child in Jefferson County to recognize the children of military service members in Jefferson County, and we commend the Speak Out for Military Kids 4-H ambassadors and team members who have made the program a success. And that'll be signed by the county judge and all the commissioners, and I want to congratulate y'all and thank you for your parents' service. Commissioners have anything to say?
Well, Judge, as a veteran myself, I just thank each of you for your sacrifice and your parents' sacrifice serving our country. There's nothing more honorable and noble. So thank you very much.
Yes, and I want to say thank you to your parents and thank you for you growing up with a parent that's in the military. I didn't experience that, but I can imagine not having mom or dad there on a daily basis would impact your lives, and it's a sacrifice. So we pray for every time, I notice every time a commissioner say the prayer, we pray for your parents. And I want to continue that. We appreciate y'all's sacrifices.
I echo the same thing and say this, that, you know, no one can say, no one know how you feel when your parents are not there, but know this, that your parents are making this country that we live in free, and that's most important. So always remember, you keep your head high no matter what anyone say, because your parents are doing a tremendous job for our communities.
All right, under County Auditor, item A is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the 3 months ending December 31st, 2010. Item B is regular county bills, check number 351448 through 351667. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Under County Treasurer, item A is to consider and possibly approve amending the Jefferson County investment policy under section 3.06 to read, no investment shall have a legal stated maturity of more than 24 months.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Any comments from any of the members of the court? All right. Well, thank you all for being here, and we are adjourned. And I may make it not be held in contempt.